H Kicks, monitoring.
Early, and okay.
No, I wish I wasn't, but here I am.
I called my wife, she just left for work, and I just left my little lunch break where I took a little nap, so I'm getting back on the road.
Where about you out down there?
Georgia, 171, I guess. I got almost, 8 miles to the border from the back to the building, I guess.
Hopefully you hadn't had any issues with anything this evening or tonight, last night.
Well, late night, traffic was really good. Just one little rolling roadblock there and on 285. Helped me up for about 15 minutes, but that was it. Again, let me go, and I'm going to call her. Have a good morning. N4ZLK.
You too, Shane. Be careful the rest of your trip. We'll talk to you on down the log. KO4HKX, monitoring 16.
4TFW Mobile.
In KO4HKX.
Couldn't sleep this morning.
I was up at 5 o'clock this morning.
I couldn't sleep in. Hey, did you see us yesterday when we waved at you?
No, I didn't.
Back down 290, you were stopped at the light, turning on to 101.
That's when I was making my trip to the last stop.
Back from that little convenience dump out there by the O'Neill thing in I said, oh, there's Patrick. And so Susan was waving and I was waving, but we turned right in front of you.
I didn't see you. I might have been on the radio then. I think I was.
I was in the truck and I didn't have a radio in there.
KO4CEF.
KO4HKX.
Good morning, Andrew. KN4TFW.
How are y'all doing?
This time of day, I'm doing great.
I'm on. I guess I'm going to get up early tomorrow, go hunting, try to leave out for Union at 6:30.
It's daylight.
So I went and sat my butt in the woods.
In the woods by 6.
I mean, you know, you figure after a while, the deer don't leave the woods unless they decide to run across the interstate, but, you know, they're not gonna leave, so you got a good chance at any time. But the older my dad's gotten, he likes to go a little later. So we'll try to get there by 8 and sat down. A lot of times the deer will move at 9. I know we went one time years back. Sat down, got in the woods about 9 o'clock. I got situated. Within 15 minutes, I had 3 does come by. I shot one of them, called him. We both got it. And then drug it out, and we were done with it. It was like 10 a.m., and we were done, had a deer to process, and was riding back home.
Nice. I've never had it like that.
It just, you just end up sitting there and sitting there and sitting there. Probably because I was just shaking too much because I was cold.
Cold is with you, too. I can get all my thermals out.
Warm up here right now. I don't know exactly. I couldn't see the thermometer. It's in the bedroom. I didn't turn the light on when I come out. But it frosted again this morning, so it's probably down in the mid-20s, somewhere around there.
On the roof of the car, but not on the windshield.
Anyway, which my truck's saying it's 34, 35, so.
It's 23 outside.
For the weekend.
Wife and I are doing some of our Christmas shopping. And tomorrow, I'm not exactly sure what we're doing.
Susan's running to Anderson for Grant for Brett or lunch at the school with the grandkids, and then bringing one back. And then we got a I got to break down the futon and put it in the truck to take it to Anderson on Sunday. And then, let's see, Saturday, the other grandkids are coming over for a birthday party. And then another one spending the night, Saturday night. And then Sunday, got to take that one back. And then on the way back, we got to stop for a birthday party for somebody else. And then I'll finally get to rest when I go back to work on Monday.
Hey, weekend, holy crap.
It's supposed to be a weekend rest.
Since Susan retired, it seems like we're working more and more, and our weekends are just tied up.
I don't know for sure, but I've heard several of these other guys on here that are retired say, if you don't plan your day, someone will plan it for you. So you might want to look into that.
You might ask you, you got anything going on? Yep, I got something on the calendar. I'm going to be doing some stuff this weekend. That way you can shut that discussion down.
To take a nap on a weekend day in like 6 weeks.
Can't do that. Got to have my Sunday afternoon nap.
It's a routine for the weekend now. You can't just total disrupt it.
Now they said they're delivering the new couch between 9 and 12 on Saturday, so that means sometime between tonight and in the morning, I got to clean out the back of the truck and then get that futon in the back of it.
Old furniture.
It's going to Anderson, to the kids down there to put in their little playroom. Made futon, that thing's probably 20 years old or better.
Need to find out how good it is.
Maybe, holy moly.
Take it apart, it won't be too bad.
When you let the kids get a hold of it, they will test every limit that it has.
Sell my son on like a futon or a couch bed or whatever you want to call those things. That way he can have more room in his room. And then when it's bedtime, he can just fold it out and go on to bed.
You don't have to make it up then that way.
Do any of that now. Man, God almighty, it's a fight just to get either one of mine to clean their room. If I ain't home staying on them, it ain't getting done.
More about Richard.
Heard anymore.
What?
Richard's in the hospital. That's all I know right now.
Justin is heart medication, right?
No, but I'm not exactly sure on that one. And don't really want to know. Don't know yet until I hear from him again. So maybe soon we'll hear some more information.
On the home and on the radio soon.
Well, Patrick, you know, we were talking about that hotspot for DMR and that. If there was a repeater that had it in town, I mean, you really wouldn't even need that, right?
To have a repeater in town that has Southwest on it, and there's one that has 91 on it, if I'm not mistaken. Not too far from you, but I don't know if you can hit them or not. I hadn't tried. I normally stay on the local stuff.
Give me the Southwest of the U.S. and then what is 91? I'm not familiar with that. I haven't learned all the ins and outs of it yet.
I can't remember for sure if 91 is worldwide or just the U.S.
It's off my head. I think it's Southeast. Are you talking about the one in Hendersonville?
Yeah, Southeast. Sorry. It's early.
Just ain't really feeling it in my bones that I would really use it a lot.
I use it here at the house some, and sometimes I'll take it on the truck with me. But I don't use it a whole bunch. So, but it is nice, like when you travel, like you're going to Raleigh, you can take your hotspot with you, and we can still talk back here. That way, you know, you can have it for that. That's when the hotspot really shines.
Correct. I think I want Hendersonville. Hendersonville is a brand. faster. I almost think it could go on any top group.
It can. It just has the southeast as the top group, but once you get there, you can take control of it and go to any other top group. But I don't know how all that works yet. That's what I'm still working on.
If you can go to a different talk group and you go there, does it mess it up for everybody else coming onto the repeater?
I don't know. KO4, HKX, I'm not 100% sure on that aspect of it. So I really don't know what to tell you there.
It takes up that time slot for the duration that you are talking on that talk group. So, and that's why they're PTT to activate that particular talk group on that time slot. So if it's, I think Andersonville is, shoot, I can't remember. The Western DMR is always on, and I think it's on like time slot two. If you key up upstate talk group, and all I think you have to do is program in that frequency and the talk group you want in your code plug, and then key the repeater. And that's the talk group that it's on for the duration until you either send the disconnect or a timeout window expires.
The part I'm unsure of is how to get it to change. I didn't know if you just put your radio on that frequency and the talk, you know, picked the talk group you wanted and then keyed it up and went on, but you also got to make sure you're on the right time slot. And, yeah, the Western North Carolina is just, it's running all the time because it's like a local.
We're talking at the beach that one time. I was using a talk group that was not listed on the repeater, but it was a Brandmeister. And the only thing I did was key it in on the radio and pick the talk group that, you know, I already had programmed in. And that's what I used. And then later on, that's when I found out that that talk group isn't actually listed on that repeater at all. Maybe it was coincidence and it's there, just not listed, or that's just how it works, where it's all you got to do is have the repeater with the talk group that you want, and if it's Brandmeister, you just PTT the repeater and it'll go to that talk group.
Yeah, I think so. But are there any Brandmeister DMR repeaters down there in Greenville, Spartanburg area?
I think the one in Hendersonville is the only one around here that I know of.
That's a good job on that far. But I'm not sure how reliably you can hit it. I mean, I think you might be able to here and there, but not consistently like you need to.
Ken, if you could hit that one, I think you would almost not need a hotspot. You can pretty much go on any talk group you want. Because it's Brandmeister. The ones in Spartanburg and Greenville are mainly, what is it, DMARC or whatever that's called, which is the Motorola, and it does not allow you to change talk groups.
If I could hit it, maybe if I get a different antenna for my HT and, you know, not use a rubber duck.
I'd be able to if you adapted your HT over to your 2-meter base. It may. But for some reason, I'm thinking I hit it down there. Because I carry my radio with me, and when I'm there, I try to monitor what I can hit and what I can't. I'm thinking I hit that one from down there on Wade Hampton, so that would say, yeah, you could hit it with just a little bit of work.
Like I said, I hadn't really played a lot with it, so you know, I'm kind of more old school. Not too much on that digital stuff.
So from my house, from the back porch, I can talk on the HT, but, you know, I got to be out away from the house just a few feet. And then if I hook it up to the external antenna, it'll work just fine.
And Richard can hit that one from his house on his base station. So, I mean, with that, but he's running quite a bit more power. So, I mean, you might be able to work something out if you just hook it on your base antenna.
I'm pulling in the parking lot, so I'm on safe 73. Ken, you have a safe trip to work, and If I don't talk to you this weekend, enjoy your time with your family. Don't work too hard, and be careful with that futon. And Patrick, you have a great weekend, and enjoy your Christmas shopping. I'm hoping I can find some good deals coming up soon and buy the kids Christmas gifts, but we'll see how it goes. Anyway, y'all have a good one. 73KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, if I don't talk to you again, you have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you Monday. KO4HKX.
Have an awesome weekend and an awesome day. KN4TFW. Three stops worth your while?
That was pretty good. Yesterday, I don't know what happened. Even coming down here. But after lunch, look out. I didn't have time to look up or look around.
I'm glad it was a good day for you.
I'm not complaining one bit. I wish it was like that every day. That way, things would be better.
I mean, man, I'm still struggling for parts at work. I just needed some little air mufflers for, like, little air pumps and that. And the delivery date got pushed out to January 30th.
That's one thing I need to do this weekend is sit down and look through my back order list and clean it up. It's getting out of hand. I'll do that every couple of weeks, and over the last 2 weeks, it's jumped up to over $15,000 again.
It'd be ridiculous. I just don't see no end in sight.
That's a lot of back orders when you're talking, you know, $50 here, $100 there at a time.
I had to rent some of those, you know, those plates they put on the highway when they got a hole there and they cover it over.
Metal sheets.
Our parking lot or our roadway, like around the plant, it's all asphalt, but it's all messed up. And when you try to carry something on the forklift, you know, it just bounces all over the place. So they're going to make a 10-foot wide concrete path all the way around and that, so it's a little smoother for the forklifts. Well, dang it. When they dig it up, I still got to get trucks in and out, so I had to get some of those plates. In order to hold the plate, I needed one that was an inch and a half. So these are like 8 by 12, an inch and a half thick, like 7,000 pounds, and they're like $1,500 to rent them. $1,500 each to rent for a month.
Just for a steel plate. I mean, what do you do? I mean, you've got no other option, really.
And the plate, one plate was 7,000 pounds. I didn't have anything to move it, so now I had to rent a forklift for a month, a 12,000-pound forklift, to be able to move them.
HKX. What do y'all got? Just the smaller fork trucks there, the 3,500-pound ones or something?
These small ones, because, you know, about the most we pick up is, you know, 2,500 or something like that, and, you know, a 300-gallon tote.
If y'all had any big ones around or not, but most places just have the smaller ones anyway. And then they have the hard tires on them, which you don't take those anywhere near loose gravel or anything like that. You stay on that asphalt or concrete.
Cars, they have to be explosion proof, so we have some that are explosion proof and some that are not, so you gotta pay attention which one you're on when you drive it in the building.
Well, I figured y'all are using electric ones for the most part in the building, right?
Yep.
Really? How are they making that explosion proof then?
Yep, on that one, I have no idea. Right.
Okay, mobile.
Shane.
Good morning, Shane. Good to hear you this morning. KN4 TFW.
And good morning again, Patrick. Just got my wife off to work good, and now I'm back off of the phone again. So, hope both of you are doing well.
Here's finally Friday.
I'm up at 6 o'clock in the morning on my day off, so, but I'm all right.
I'm wondering about that, but your schedule's so fixed, you kind of, it's hard to break it. And it's really the end of Thursday for me, Ken. I still have Friday to go. I'm asleep and go back to work again tonight, and then that'll be done with.
Where's Atlanta been?
Eventful the last few days. Traffic was pretty good. One rolling roadblock on 285 earlier. Earlier this morning on the way down there, but pretty clear, so not bad at all.
Fuel, I think. So you're driving the UPS truck, and what's the deal with the task force truck?
UPS Freight. UPS sold them to that T-Force. It's a Canadian company. It's official. I think the official handover is sometime this year. It might have already been done, but yeah, UPS got out of the freight business after spending years trying to get into it, and they bought overnight several years ago, and then they decided to get out of it. So that's a total separate company.
It's the right time to get out of it, though.
Furloughing people.
Yeah, too. They bought overnight. They bought the freight company and then tried to run it like a small package operation when they first got into it. And that kind of hurt them for a while, too, because they were trying to get their drivers to move faster and do more work and carry more loads. But you can't do that with LTL.
Too many restrictions on what you can and can't do.
Trailers that say, UPS on them, or UPS Freight, and they've actually still got some tractors that still stay overnight. They're still running them, just putting, they had UPS little magnetic signs they put over the overnight sign, but T-Force is doing a good job of getting all that stuff repainted or re-signed.
So is Beth okay this morning?
Left for work when I was still taking a little nap, so I talked to her for about 20 minutes. She can make that trip short in the morning time, not a lot of traffic, and she drives a little bit faster than I would like her to, but nothing I can do about that. Cracker Barrel, she opens up 3 days a week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
I'm one.
Jacksonville, off 385.
I've been at that one a couple of times. We usually hit as many as we can and that, and it usually the gift shop gets me for $100 every time I go in there.
Shop can be deadly.
I appreciate you guys coming in there then. Goodness.
And stuff in there, especially like Susan gets some, you know, good holiday shirts and sweatshirts and that she wears that. It's amazing when you work in the food service industry how much that increases your tips.
About Susan working, where does she work?
Saks Omega over there on Orchard Park, just down from the Outback in Greenville.
It's been a long time since I've eaten there, but I know exactly where that is. She's still there now?
She retired, but she's kind of only working just weekdays when they need her and that right now. But she's been there off and on 30-something years.
A long time. Beth's been at Cracker Barrel 9 years now, 8 years, since 2014. So I remember when she started, she was having a rough time. She didn't think she'd get the menu down or customers, and she'll still come home complaining about some of the customers, but she's got a lot of good regulars that really take care of her.
All about there, you know, I mean, Susan, when she was waiting on the floor, she had a lot of regulars that came in and asked for her, and that's the good thing about the Stacks restaurant, that it's a little more high-end than that, and so you can make decent money there, so that's not, you know, that's a good thing.
She opens so she can be home by 2:30, 3 o'clock. She can get off whenever she wants, and they treat her really well over there. So hard to find another place like that where she can work part-time and do as well. So I hate that she has to work, and I guess she doesn't really have to, but it's a big help. So maybe one day I'll find a job that pays me really well, and she can sit at home and eat bonbons all day. Go ahead, Patrick.
She'll be sitting at home eating no bonbons all day. I've only met her once, but I just don't see that.
And Susan was saying that the people are just getting worse and ruder all the time. They're just getting stupid, ridiculous, and the stress just wasn't worth it.
You know, good regulars and, you know, some not-so-regulars, but good people, but it's those ones that come in that are just rude and ugly and, you know, why are you even out at a restaurant kind of people. You know, they make a big impression, and there's not as many of them as the good ones, but boy, it'll make your day, or ruin your day, or ruin her day anyway. So she's had some crazy stories. I'm sure Susan has too, especially with 30 years.
Definitely. And then she got to work the weekends. You talk about crazy, and I don't know why this particular group is, they're the worst out of all of them, and it's the church crowd.
Well-known facts, and it's kind of a shame. I mean, it is a big shame, but they do seem to. Of course, it's the ones that, you know, try to make it known that they go to a church, or and then they treat them really bad. It makes it worse. So it's not a good testimony, I can tell you that. N4ZLK.
The wait is an hour, and then they finally seat you, and you wonder why you don't get service real fast. And it's like, man, you just waited. There's some kind of issue. So I mean, just be patient.
What patience is anymore? They want everything right now. I'm not going to wait, and I'm the only one in the world.
They just, you know, there was always, you know, a 30 or 45 minute wait, and then you see them, and they're in a hurry.
Yeah, they come to a place like Cracker Barrel on their lunch break, and I only have 30 minutes. Why can't you get my meal out, you know? And then they order something that has to be cooked instead of ordering something off of the lunch menu, which generally is prepared, you know, in large dishes they can just scoop out and serve. But they'll order something special. Wonder why it takes so long.
Made it into the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3 to everybody, and hope everybody has an awesome day, and you be safe out there driving, Shane, and I'll try to catch up with you guys later. KN4TFW.
7-3, Ken. Hope you have a great day. KO4HK.
Enjoyed it. That made me hungry, too. I want to stop and eat now. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
About made it back yet?
About 4 more miles to go to my exit.
Finish line now, right?
Yep.
I said you can see the finish line now.
I'm doing better this time around. On this route, as far as sleeping wise, I've run nights before, and that last few miles trying to get back, just miserable. But I'm doing pretty good on this term. So, but I have enjoyed talking on the radio. It makes the time go by.
I'm with you there. It definitely does help. Because those last miles, when you're sitting there and nothing but the hum of that engine, they can be rough.
I'm back from Richard last night, and he sent me Sally's number, so I'll send her a text here a little bit later. It was a little late last night. I didn't want to text her last night.
That, like I said, if you hear something, just let the rest of us know, and if I hear something, I'll let you know. We'll be away from the radio most of the day today. I'll have my HT with me, but the wife don't like to listen to it when she's with me.
Away from the radio most of the day. I should be sleeping, so hopefully I will not go back and get caught up in doing something.
You can get you some good rest. Hopefully it'll be a good day for that.
I'm going to try. So, anyway, I'll let you go. I'm about to get off the exit here. Good to hear you this morning, and we will talk to you again. Hope you and, can't remember your wife's name. I'm sorry. Hope you guys have a good day today. N4ZLK.
Thank you, Shane, and it's Ian. So, hope you have a good day, get you some rest, and maybe we'll talk to you this evening. KO4HKX, and I'm clear.
4ZLK.